Today, I want to share with you a status of aquaculture feed production and use in Republic of Korea. Korean aquaculture has been made remarkable growth in parallel with the fast growth of domestic economy since Korean War. However, we also have faced problems in terms of aquafeed production, such as environmental pollution, natural resources exploitation, a rise in labor and equipment cost, and also seafood safety management. Here, I would like to share with you the current status of domestic aquafeed status and the introduction what we did to take one step further. This graph might be one of the most highly cited one when we talk about the aquaculture. As all we know, the production of captured fisheries has been increasing since 1950s, thanks to the development of fishing gear after World War II. And then the production of captured fisheries has shown stagnant after 1994. This might be one of the major obstacles for the sustainable feed production. In Korea, the production of captured fisheries has been even decreasing after 1995. There might be several reasons for the decrease of captured fisheries. We assume that the demand on aqua feed might be one of the factors for the continuous decrease of the captured fisheries. In 2015, domestic aquaculture production overweighed the production of captured fisheries. When you see the domestic coastal fisheries production, it has shown a continuous decrease of coastal fisheries production. We assume that a significant amount of the production was used for the production of feed resources. On the contrary, domestic aquaculture production showed the opposite trend. In 2016, the production was reached roughly 1.9 million tons. Most of them are non-fed aquaculture production, and fed aquaculture production was roughly 0.1 million tons. Korean annual seafood consumption are more than 50 kilograms per capita. We are rapidly becoming an aging society, and fisheries village is not exceptional. The challenges of our aging society will be ongoing. Since 2010, domestic finfish production has shown the fluctuating in the scale of 100,000 tons. The marine fish culture played an important role in the growth of domestic finfish production, while inland fish production was kept in the scale of 22,000 tons. Note the marine fish production in 2005. The production of olive flounder and Korean rockfish showed roughly 46,000 tons and 19,000 tons respectively. The two fish species made up over 60% of total finfish production, and the sales of these two fish was roughly $600 million, which account for 77% out of total marine fish sale in same time period. This map shows the South Korea. This picture shows the area where the marine fish farm is dominantly located in the Republic of Korea. The south part is the most active area for the finfish production. Many farmers operate their farm with a cage culture system, as shown in the picture, the upper right. This picture was taken at an altitude of 50 meters, and now you see the cage culture system. Most marine fish are cultured with this cage culture system. And if you go to the south further, there are Jeju Island, which is well known for tourist attraction and also for olive flounder farm. Fish farms are usually operated with land-based seawater culture. There are more than 350 farms in Jeju Island, and most of them, they culture olive flounder. This picture also taken at an altitude of 50 meters, which is same magnitude with the cage culture system. So you can compare the size. This graph shows the domestic aquafeed production from 2012 to 2016. The compounded feed was account for roughly 20% out of total aquafeed production. Inland fish usually cultured based on compounded feed. However, marine fish culture heavily relies on farm-made feed, which is a raw fish frozen pellet that is directly produced from a frozen raw fish, such as herring and mackerel. Especially, the two important fish species, which is olive flounder and Korean rockfish, are cultured based on farm-made feed. When you look at the production of farm-made feed, for the olive flounder, the production of farm-made feed was roughly 2,200,000 tons, while the compounded one was 21,000 tons, which accounted for just 10% out of total aquafeed used. Other fish species showed the similar trend. Farm-made feed have several disadvantages to our nature and society. Farm-made feed have been considered as a cause of environmental pollution nearby fish farm. We assume that a continuous demand on farm-made feed caused the continuous decrease of the captured fisheries, resulting in natural resources exploitation. The source of the farm-made feed can be various at a different life stage. To produce farm-made feed, they need additional employee and equipment such as pellet machine and large-sized freezer. Aquafeed Research Center of the National Institute of Fisheries Science also analyzed feed composition and hazardous chemicals in randomly selected commercial feed, but not in farm-made feed. So selecting a feed type can be related to the safety management of the farmed fish. This picture shows the land-based olive flounder farm located in Jeju Island. We investigated the effect of using farm-made feed on the water condition. You may see the difference before and after feeding with farm-made feed. The water quality is changing. Here, we monitored the changes of water condition in flounder farm according to feed type. The dot line shows the compounded feed, and there is no changes of the water condition over the course of 24 hours. However, the solid line shows the changes of the water condition after feeding with farm-made feed. You may see the increasing levels of ammonia, nitrogen, turbidity, and chemical oxygen demand after feeding. In addition, the fish farming industry is the second largest consumer of electricity after service industry in Jeju Island. When you compare the proportion to whole country, it's remarkable. Domestic feed cost has been increased in recent years. The imbalance between demand and supply might be a driving force of increasing feed cost. Raw fish price has been increased during the past 7 years. However, the overall feed cost with farm-made feed is still cheaper than compounded one. That makes it difficult to promote sustainable aquaculture. To secure the sustainable growth of domestic aquaculture, Korean government have started action plan to promote responsible aquaculture. The action plans are monetary support to farmers who completely switch their feed from farm-made feed to compounded one. An education program and seminar on the status of domestic aquaculture and its sustainable growth, and a preparation to enact Aquaculture Industry Development Act, including an article that prohibits the use of farm-made feed in fish culture. Thanks to all these efforts, the compounded feed production has been increased from 107,000 to 148,000 tons during the past 5 years. Nonetheless, fish farmers still prefer fan-made feed to compounded one. That is because the fish fed with fan-made feed normally show the better growth performance and good quality compared to those fed with compounded one. These two slides show the diet composition of olive flounder and Korean rockfish. Note the inclusion of fish meal. For olive flounder, fish meal normally composed of more than 50%. Korean rockfish shows the similar trend. Because compounded feed must compete with fan-made feed for the growth performance and the quality of the fish, aquafeed producer usually increase the fish meal level in the diet. In Korea, most feed ingredients are imported from abroad. This table shows the amount of imported fish meal. The imported fish meal has been fluctuating from 34,000 to 53,000 tons during the past 7 years. However, the total prices has been increased in recent year due to the increase of fish meal unit prices. Domestic fish meal production has been decreasing in the same time period. For the sustainable growth of domestic aquaculture, our government needed to press on with policy enforcement. Additional regulation that require mandatory analysis of farm-made feed in terms of safety management may help us to take one step further in this endeavor. We also need to do research and development to reduce dietary inclusion level of fish meal to provide low-priced aqua feed to farmers in the near future. Researches on efficiency enhancement of plant-based ingredients may require to replace the fish meal. Actually, there is not many ingredients for replacing fish meal than we thought. Processing and hydrolyzing technique may further increase the digestibility and absorption rate of feed ingredient in fish. In summary, marine fish culture has played an important role in the growth of domestic aquaculture. Especially, olive flounder and Korean rockfish made up over 60% out of total finfish production. However, marine fish culture heavily relies on fan-made feed. These feed have been related to environmental pollution, natural resources exploitation, a rise in labor and equipment cost, and safety management of farmed fish. Although the attempt to promote sustainable aquaculture, most farmers still prefer the raw fish-based frozen pellet to compounded feed. To secure the sustainable growth of domestic aquaculture, Korean government needs to press on with policy enforcement and input effort to research and development of a low-priced feed. Thank you for your attention.